from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Paul, let's let the people have their say here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's the unavoidable topic, the job security of Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington. Things have fallen apart to the point where I'm sure everybody around baseball is asking about that, and nobody around baseball, frankly, would be surprised, I don't think, if it all ended today. For both of them. I mean, that's pro sports, man. They're in year five here of a rebuild. They were supposed to be way better this season, and they're in last place, and they've lost 10 in a row. And this is not what anybody signed up for here this season. 928-9370 limits. Let's hit the phones.
Joe, here's Joe. He's in Mount Lebanon.
What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
A couple of things. You know, the team, I know Shelton's has a lot of criticism, especially how he handled the bullpen, Holderman in particular, but overall the starting pitching carried this team. And when you look at their lineup at the beginning of the season, most people in baseball or who follow baseball would say that lineup's not very good. And the lineup has continued to get worse as the season went along. So, you know, overall, I mean, like Paul was saying before, Shelton has very few options. When you look at the lineup, who's he going to put out there? And, Joe, you made a good point before. You know, you can win with the lower payroll. However, you did say Milwaukee's last year, they spent $45 million more than the Pirates. Milwaukee cut their payroll back this year. They're spending still $30 million more than the Pirates. For $30 million, plus the money you could have saved for Taylor and Tellez and Grandal.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why we pointed out later in the conversation that he needs to spend more. But having said that, you can still win on this payroll. You can, because Tampa does it every year. Appreciate the call. Paul, your turn. Yeah. Who's up next here? You can answer this guy.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot it.
Limits.
I was on the phone with somebody else. I'm sorry. Here's Robin Washington.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Terrible question. Listen, the season's over. The season is over. I want to build for next year. How about we bring Henry Davis up, play him at first base, give McCutchen a break now and then, give Joey Bart a break at the plate, get him up here. How about bringing up, instead of, I'm tired of watching Connor Joe and Bay and the rest of these guys, How about bringing up some of those guys from Indianapolis for the rest of the season? Instead of them learning next year, how about we bring them up and see what we got this year and let these guys play every day for the rest of the season? Your thoughts?
Well, they're not going to do that because they're not going to just throw away the season, which is what you're basically saying. And I know that it doesn't make a lot of sense. I would probably, here's my thing. I would definitely have Henry Davis here playing every day just to kind of try and figure out what you have. And to be honest with you, I might even go as far as to say, and I know he's a fan favorite now and all the other stuff, I might even just basically say, listen, Joey Bart, you're going to be our first baseman and our DH for the next 30 games or 40 games because you are a part of our future. And I want to see if Henry Davis can catch. And Roddy Tellez will not be here next year. And guess what? If you DH every day that you're not playing first base, it's okay if Andrew McCutchen gets a little bit of a break. But that's what I would say. I don't understand why Henry Davis is not here.
He should be. And, man, they better bring up players, Paul,
yes,
in September. And I know the rosters don't expand anywhere close to what they used to expand to. But why would you play Connor Joe, Michael A. Taylor, Grandal, Tellez, even McCutchen in September when you're playing for next year?
Yeah.
Don't you want to get a look at Nick York and Billy Cook, Ron's son, and Henry Davis and Endy? They say Endy's going to come back. All those guys need at-bats. The Pirates owe these one-year contract guys. McCutchen's an exception, obviously. But the one-year contract guys who are underachieving, they owe them nothing in September.
Right.
Nothing.
No, you're right.
They owe themselves that evaluation period for, and especially Henry Davis tops the list. Plus, Gonzalez is coming back, Paul.
Right.
So I'm getting Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez, Nick York, Billy Cook, Gonzalez. And who else am I? And Peguero, who we haven't seen all year. Where's he been? We have to watch Jared Triolo come to the plate every day? 300 times?
Well,
Where has Peguero been? I know he's not tearing it up in AAA, but I'm not sure he's not a better option offensively than some of what we've seen. In fact, I'm sure he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think to me, like, I think the caller actually is onto something from the standpoint of let's see what you have with some of these young guys. But Joe, do you agree with me about this? Joey Bart might be your first baseman next year. Or Henry Davis.
Do I agree that that could happen or it should happen? Because it shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't
he should
happen,
be your catcher.
But I'm saying if he's better at first base than Andy Rodriguez or Henry Davis.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, man, I'm open to anything, but what do you do with O'Neill Cruz? What would you do with him? He can't play shortstop. They may keep him there. I'm moving him out of shortstop.
Can I give you a very, 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 very radical idea?
Yeah.
I trade him.
That's a radical idea. Tell me more.
I think you can get something for him. I think you can probably get a lot for him.
You know who I would trade?
But you know what? He's one of those players.
See, I'm in love with that bat still. I want to see where that goes, especially now that he's hitting lefties when he gets a chance to play against them.
I am too, but I think he's going to be a problem in the field for the rest of his career.
Then make him a DH.
I don't think he's got the personality to not. I think he has to be engaged in the game.
Put him in right. Hide him in right field. He can't be worse than De La Cruz in right field.
Right, but he doesn't want to play out there.
I don't care what he wants.
I'm just saying, I think he's a guy that wants to play shortstop, and he's going to be a problem if you try and move him somewhere else. So to me, trade him, whatever.
You know who I would trade? Mitch Keller. And I would get a bat in return, an equivalent bat in return for him. I thought he was taking the next step this season, and now he's giving up touchdowns again.
This is the same conversation we had a month ago, and you told me I was crazy when I said they should be thinking about trading Mitch Keller.
At the beginning of the season, I was talking about that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Mitch Keller and Bednar, I thought you trade deadline, you could have got a king's ransom for him. And hell, now hindsight being 2020, I was talking about Chapman too, maybe. I'm just saying, I agree.
Maybe they should have done what the Rays did. The Rays are 59-61, and they rebuilt their farm system. But no, they should have made better trades. But I would have thought about trading Keller early in the year in a baseball trade. You get not prospect trade. You get a young, already established hitter who is the hitting equivalent of Mitch Keller. That's what I would do. Would you trade O'Neill Cruz like Paul would?
I just think he's going to – listen, I think he's going to be a problem in the field as long as you have him. I don't think there's a good position for him. I don't think he wants to play another position. I think he's the kind of player, if you put him in right field, he's going to pout and be useless to you. If you try and put him at DH, he's going to just not be all that engaged in what's going on.
If his bat goes where I think it still could go, I guess I could even live with him at shortstop. I mean, if this guy turns into – look at the numbers he's got this season.
Yeah.
Coming off an injury and after a rough start. I mean, he's been scalding the ball.
Again,
I still think there's a lot of potential there. And if I had to live with him at short, live with all that crap at shortstop, and he gave me, 30, 35 home runs, I could live with that.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. And if you do trade him, though, you're continuing to add to the problem of no offense when he's one of your top three hitters.
My point is, everybody that wants to do something with him defensively, your only option is to trade him. I'm okay with the fact that he's just not very good in the field. I'm okay with that.
What do you think would happen if he went to right field?
I think he would pout and probably not be that good.
Maybe he'd be relieved. I mean, I don't know. I've never talked to the guy in my life.
Remember they tried to
do it. Maybe he'd be relieved not to have to play short.
They tried to put him in the outfield in the minors, and it was a disaster because he didn't want to be there. His heart wasn't in it.
Well, maybe it would be now. Maybe the pressure would be relieved now that this has turned into an abject disaster. I don't know. And then you got De La Cruz. What do you do with him? I get the feeling that Ben Cherington felt forced to make a trade, forced to do something, and wound up going for a guy that even he may not have a high opinion of. That's sort of the impression I get. What do you do with this guy? He's a one-tool player, and that tool's not even showing up.
Yeah, but he's only been here, 15 games?
Look at his career numbers, City Limits.
Numbers coming into onto the team at the trade deadline, he was tied for the most home runs of anybody on the team and third in RBIs.
Yeah, that's damning with faint praise. I mean,
well, yeah, but
look at his OPS numbers. They've gone down every year. 783 as a rookie, and that was only in 58 games. 725, 715, 707 this year. And lower than that because it's 408 since he got here. He's a minus player in WAR because he's a horrible fielder. He's just not a very good baseball player. But they're so desperate for power that he should provide some of that. I don't even think he would be a guarantee on my team for next year. He's a minus player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They traded for the wrong Marlins outfielder, I think we can all agree. And Chisholm's hurt in New York right now and has been banged up throughout his career. But they took just an average swing when they needed to take a pretty decent swing, a big swing. Is that the reason why they collapsed? Maybe you can make it one little branch off the tree. But it definitely doesn't help going into the future knowing that this guy has struggled as badly as he has late in the season. Where how optimistic do you really feel about your outfield? Do you feel better about your outfield now than you did 2 weeks ago?
How many established, like good, established good major league players do the Pirates have going into next season?
Reynolds.
Position players.
Position players?
Reynolds.
Two.
Reynolds?
Reynolds, and I'd say Cruz, even though his defense is horrendous.
I would say Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yeah, Kiner-Falefa as
well. I like him.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
I hate saying this because, again, this is what we're talking about, okay? My thing is, if you're really interested in winning, Kiner-Falefa would start next season as your starting shortstop. You'd have Gonzalez at second and Cruz in right field. That's the ideal world. I just don't know if Cruz would want to do that.
And Joey Bart's on that list, too.
I'd
say four.
Kiner-Falefa is not on that list for me. I'm sorry. He's an excellent fielder, but you look at his career, he has no power. His OPSs for his whole career are all below 700, except this season he had an outlier start with Toronto, and since he's come here, what's his OPS? 655. What's his batting average? 239. How many home runs? Zero. I ain't putting him in that category of a good established position player. I'm not. I think they have one, and that's Brian Reynolds. I like where Cruz is trending right now, but he ain't there yet.
Yeah, I think Joey Bart has to count on that list.
A good established major leaguer? He has 160 at-bats. Established is the key word. 160 at-bats. I love what he's doing. He would be in the pole position, as Mike Tomlin would say, going into next season. But there is no way I'm convinced on any major league player after 160 at-bats. I can't be.
Here's the thing, though. I like Kiner-Falefa or whatever, Falefa or Falefa. I like him as a shortstop.
You know, a third baseman. He won a gold glove there.
Well, that's a very tricky discussion because you and I in City Limits sitting here probably could say, yeah, put him at third because Brian Hayes, they're not going to do that. Everybody out there, we all just have to come to grips with the fact that for the next two seasons, at the very least, Brian Hayes will be the third baseman. Whether he deserves to be, whether he's earned it, or what, he will be their third baseman because they gave him that big contract and because they continue to. And I saw a little clip on Twitter, I think just from the show 2 days ago, where you asked about Brian Hayes and Derek Shelton said something to the effect of his high-level defense, right?
So are you saying he's untradeable?
I don't know that you can trade them unless there's a team that's got, you know, hitters everywhere that needs to shore up their defense a little bit. Maybe.
I think he's tradable. So does Destiny's Child. Because there's other teams who look at the Pirates and say, hey, Ke'Bryan Hayes last year, 15 home runs. His first year in only 24 games, you remember that, he hit. At a 762 OPS, we're not the Pirates. We can bring out something in him, and he's a gold glove third baseman. And this contract you speak of is not a big contract. It's a very reasonable contract for a third baseman. I don't even think – is he in the top 15 third baseman in the league in his contract? Can you look that up, City Limits, in annual value? Paul, I think he is tradable. I do.
Everybody's tradable. I'm just saying.
I think other people may consider him a piece they want because they have a hitting coach.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I don't believe the Pirates would do that.
Do you believe they would trade Cruz?
No.
Well, you suggested they do.
I would.
I would trade Hayes.
I'm saying I would, but I don't believe that they're going to do either of those things. I mean, let's be realistic. If we're realistic and we're not lying to ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rodriguez, Davis, or Bart. One will be the catcher. One will be the first baseman next year. Would you agree with that?
Has there been talk of Bart going to first base?
No, I'm just saying one of those three is going to be the first baseman. I could be Andy Rodriguez because he's got the, you know, the issue that he's coming off of, and maybe they. But I'm just saying, it will not shock me if I look to next year and I say that one of those three will be a first baseman.
Maybe.
Hayes is 17th at $7 million.
He's not even in the top 15 third baseman in average salary. And he's been a plus four WAR player every year except this year, pretty much. So well, I think he's very tradable.
They could trade him then.
I do.
They could.
You can count him as 15th as high as you can because Vlad Guerrero Jr. is considered a first baseman, third baseman.
What does he make?
Kiner Falefa, third, well, shortstop. This year, $7 million for Hayes.
Right.
Yeah,
highest paid
nothing.
Third baseman is Anthony Rendon, who's not doing anything this year, $38
million. $38
million? $38
million
for Anthony Rendon. Nolan Arenado making $35 a second.
Holy horse follicles.
And Nolan Arenado's doing nothing either.
Now, all these guys are making, Riley making $21 million. Bregman making 20 this year. Chapman,
Johan Moncada,
18.
24.
He's not within 10 million of these guys. That's what I'm saying.
Rafi Devers, 27.5. Bregman, 28.5.
Why did he sign this deal? Maybe he thought he couldn't hit moving forward. I don't know. But he did for the final 3 months last season. He's the biggest story of the year. Negative story. Skeens is the biggest positive story. Do you guys agree on that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Henry Davis is a 1-1 pick in the expectations they were put on him this year. That's my number one
story. Right. Him and Davis.
Yeah.
Except that Hayes had somewhat of a track record.
It's less a track record than Henry Davis did, but we're just, you know, kind of pinching hairs there. Splitting hairs.
I've never heard the phrase pinching hair.
No.
Yeah.
Have you, Paul?
No.
You ever pinched some hair before? If you have like an arm hair that you want to get rid of, you just pinch it?
Pinch it out? You pull it out? No, I'm afraid of that. Yeah.
It doesn't work too successfully. I've tried.
Let's get to Jeff Hathorn, shall we? Is he next?
He's next.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff about all these issues. Call now to win two tickets to see Jeff Lynn's ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, live on the Over and Out Tour, PPG Paints Arena, September 10th, coming up. Caller number two to our dear friend City Limits, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, and our baseball coverage on the Fan in that segment, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I have an unbelievable stat on Steelers quarterbacks. We're going to help Jeff's going to help us, I should say, wrap up training camp, which is over now. Steelers have a scrimmage game against the Bills today. Think Josh Allen will throw for four touchdowns in the first quarter of that one, Paul?
No, because I think he'll play maybe one series and then he'll be out.
So just one touchdown.
How about better question, will
Russell?
No. What was your nickname for the? Oh, will the Trubisky train throw four touchdowns? Because he's probably going to play two and a half quarters.
That's your cue, City Limits. The Trubisky train, the original one. We need to hear it. He's playing.
I'm
today.
Doing the contest right now that you just
forget
teased.
The contest. We need the Trubisky train. Fan weather, Sun Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms conditions at sunchevy.com. The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3, partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on our homepage, 937thefan.com. Support as an individual or a group and help ensure a good start to the school year. Jeff Hathorn next. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.